Coming up now is Space Show News. A rocket lab has successfully launched a satellite called Monolith from the Mahia Peninsula on the North Island of New Zealand. The launch was for the United States Space Force. Here's how it went.
Hello from Rocket Lab's Mission Control Centre in Auckland, New Zealand, as we prepare for our next Electron mission from Launch Complex 1 on the Mahia Peninsula. It is Thursday, 29th July, and Electron is fueled and ready on the pad as we approach the 6 p.m. New Zealand time launch. My name's Muriel Baker, and it's great to be with you for our live coverage of the dedicated launch of the Monolith SmallSat mission for the United States Space Force. Now, today's launch marks not only our fourth Electron launch this year, but also our return to the pad following an anomaly during our last launch in May. Our flight investigation determined that an issue was experienced with the second stage engine igniter. This was an incredibly unique failure mode that was not identified in our extensive ground testing, including across more than 1,500 Rutherford engine hot fires and 17 successful orbital missions. But with the issue now well understood and corrective measures in place, we are back on the pad today with an even more reliable launch vehicle. So now on to today's mission, to launch a research and development satellite for the United States Space Force. The satellite on board Electron today is called Monolith, and it has been designed to test how small spacecraft can support large deployable sensors. The data from this test payload aims to determine whether small satellite buses can be used in future for deployable sensors such as weather satellites, thereby reducing cost, time, and complexity. The mission has been affectionately called It's a Little Chilly Up Here as a hat tip to the beloved green chili of New Mexico, where the Space Force's Space Test Program is based. Now, these types of space missions flown by the Space Test Program validate fascinating and new technologies.